Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cambr Energy Incorporated Virtual Annual Meeting. It is now my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Mr. James Doris. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Cambr Energy's annual stockholders meeting, a virtual-only meeting as permitted by Nevada, our state of incorporation. As many of you know, we did not hold an annual meeting last year. As such, this meeting serves as a combined fiscal year 2021 and 2022 annual stockholders meeting. I'm James Doris, the CEO and chairman of the board of directors of the company. Other members of the board of directors of Cambr include Robert Green, who was appointed as a director in December of 2020, Fred Zeidman, who was appointed as a director in January 2018, and James Miller, who was appointed as a director in July of 2018. Our CFO is Frank Barker, who was appointed as CFO in December of 2020. The agenda for the meeting has been set, which you should be able to see on the screen. We will conduct the meeting in two parts. First, we will conduct the official business portion of the meeting. Then we will have a brief period for stockholders to ask questions or make comments. While we will do our best to answer all appropriate questions, we cannot guarantee that we'll be able to answer all questions during the meeting. If we don't get to your question, you are welcome to ask it after the meeting by using the contact section of our website or by emailing investorrelations at ir@cambr.energy. So now I'd like to begin the business portion of the meeting. The meeting is now formally called to order. If you wish to ask questions regarding any of the items of business for the meeting, please submit your question using the Ask a Question box on your screen. Please provide your name and state whether you are a stockholder or a proxy for a stockholder. If you are a proxy for a stockholder, please provide the name of the stockholder you represent. We ask that you limit your questions or comments to two. And after the business portion of the meeting is completed, as mentioned, we will have a general question and answer session. We have in our possession a list of stockholders entitled to vote at this meeting and the valid proxies received from those stockholders as provided to us by our transfer agent. As required by our bylaws, the stockholder list has been available at our executive offices for the last 10 days. I also have a copy of the Notice of Internet Availability of Proxy Materials, Notice of the Annual Meeting of Stockholders, Proxy Statement, and Annual Report. These documents will be filed with the records of the company. And I would like to designate Emily White from Issuer Direct Corporation to act as Inspector of Elections. This brings us to the first item on our agenda, which is the determination of a quorum. The company's bylaws provide that the presence, in person or by proxy, of holders of a majority in voting power of the issued and outstanding shares of common stock of the company entitled to vote shall constitute a quorum. May I now have the inspector's report on whether a quorum is present?
Mr. Chairman, there are present at the meeting, virtually or by proxy, 491,230,109 shares of common stock, 415 shares of Series C preferred stock, and 5,272 shares of Series G preferred stock. This constitutes a quorum. Record holders of common stock are entitled to vote per share, one vote per share, and the record holders of Series C preferred stock and Series G preferred stock are entitled to vote a number of votes equal to the number of shares of common stock that each share of preferred stock is convertible to, subject to beneficial ownership limitations. Common stockholders may vote on any items while Series C preferred stock and Series G preferred stock holders have contractually agree not to vote any shares except as requested by Board of Directors.
Thank you. The notice of the annual meeting of stockholders was sent on or about August 17th, 2022 to all stockholders of record of the company at the close of business on the record date for the meeting, being August 12th, 2022. A quorum is present virtually and by proxy, therefore the meeting is lawfully and properly convened. We will now proceed with the items presented in the proxy statement furnished to stockholders. If you have already submitted a valid proxy and do not wish to revoke it, you do not have to vote now during the meeting. Your votes will be cast as indicated on your proxy card. If you wish to change your vote or have not yet voted, please vote now. You're able to vote at any time during this meeting until we close the polls. The meeting will now consider the three business items on the agenda as set out in the proxy statement, which are the election of the nominees named in the proxy statement as directors to serve for a one-year term. Second, the ratification of the appointment of Turner Stone and Company as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2022. And third, a non-binding advisory vote on compensation paid to our named executive officers, also referred to as a say-on-pay vote. I will present each of these business matters, and then a vote will be taken on each item. So item one, the election of directors. So the first item of business on our agenda is the election of four nominees as directors. The Board of Directors has nominated and recommended me, James Doris, Fred Zeidman, James Miller, and Robert Green as directors of the company to serve one-year terms expiring on the date of the company's 2023 annual meeting of stockholders. In accordance with our bylaws, directors are elected by a plurality of votes cast at the annual meeting. For this annual meeting, in accordance with our bylaws, stockholder nominations may be brought before the meeting only if the corporate secretary received the nominations in writing no later than August 11, 2022. We have received no such nominations. Therefore, the nominations for director are closed. The Board of Directors has recommended the stockholders elect me, Mr. Zeidman, Mr. Miller, and Mr. Green as the company's directors to serve one-year terms expiring on the date of the company's 2023 annual meeting of stockholders. The proxy statement contains considerable information about the nominees, so I'll not comment unless there are questions regarding the election. Item two, ratification of appointment of independent registered public accounting firm. I will now move to the next item of business described in the proxy statement, which is the ratification of the appointment of the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2022. Turner Stone and Company has acted as independent registered public accounting firm for the company since 2021. In accordance with the company's bylaws, ratification of the appointment of the independent registered public accounting firm will require an affirmative vote of a majority of the shares of our common stock entitled to vote at this meeting that are present virtually or by proxy at this meeting. The Board of Directors has recommended that the stockholders vote for the ratification of the appointment of Turner Stone as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2022. Item three, advisory vote on compensation of named executive officers, as mentioned, sometimes referred to as say-on-pay vote. So we'll now move to the final item of business described in this proxy statement, which is to hold a non-binding advisory vote on compensation paid to our named executive officers. In accordance with the company's bylaws, approval on an advisory basis of the compensation of the company's named executive officers will require an affirmative vote, a majority of the shares of our common stock entitled to vote at this meeting that are present virtually or by proxy at this meeting. The Board of Directors has recommended that the stockholders vote for the approval on an advisory basis for the compensation of our named executive officers as disclosed in the related narrative disclosure contained in the proxy statement. I will now call for the vote on these three items of business. Please cast your votes if you have not already done so. We will be closing the polls shortly. So we'll wait for a couple of minutes to allow people to vote. Just wait one more minute. Okay, I now declare the polls closed. And Inspector, after you've had the chance to tabulate the votes, would you please give us the results of the vote?
Based on the proxies granted in advance of the meeting, it appears that all four nominees for director, the ratification of the appointment of Turner Stone and Company LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending on December 31st, 2022, and the compensation of the company's named executive officers have been approved. My colleagues and I will be checking and updating the vote and finalizing the tabulation in the next day or so.
Thank you. I declare that Mr. Zeidman, Mr. Miller, Mr. Green, and I have been elected to the Board of Directors to serve one-year terms expiring on the date of the company's 2023 annual meeting of stockholders, that the appointment of Turner Stone & Company, LLP, as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending on December 31, 2022, has been ratified, and the compensation of the company's named executive officers has been approved. I hereby direct the results of the elections to be incorporated into the minutes of this meeting. This completes our official business agenda for the day. There's no further business to come before the meeting today, so the meeting is concluded. At this time, we'll review some questions that have been posed by certain shareholders. Going through some of the questions now, a lot are similar. A common question is with respect to what is the status of the merger or potential merger between Camber and Viking Energy Group. So I'll comment on that. You know, the status of the potential merger was summarized in Camber's 10-Q that filed in August for the quarter ended June 30th, 2022. So please refer to the public filing for details and for the company's position on the matter. In the meantime, it might be helpful to share a brief history on the proposed merger for people to better understand the circumstances. So many of you recall that Camber and Viking signed a merger agreement in February of 2021, which was conditional on various items, and the intent at the time was to work towards satisfying those conditions almost immediately after the document's execution, believing at the time that Camber was close to finalizing historical accounting issues and filing its standing financial statements. Unfortunately, it took approximately 15 months to resolve the legacy accounting issues, and in the interim, the company was practically unable to take any steps in connection with the potential full combination between Camber and Viking. So Camber's, those outstanding financial statements of Camber were finally filed a few months ago, and then after which, given circumstances, it was imperative that the company allocate time toward, number one, satisfying certain contractual obligations, specifically filing and arranging to get effective the S-1 registration statement that was filed with respect to the company's Series G preferred shares, warrants, and certain convertible debt, as well as to attend to governance-related matters, in particular coordinating this annual meeting, which is an NYSE requirement. You know, the company was unable to hold the meeting last year because it did not file the required financial statements, so it was critical that we take care of this important governance item today. So now that the annual meeting has been concluded, and incidentally, we thank all shareholders who participated and cast their vote to allow the meeting to proceed, you know, the parties can give attention to the merger agreement and assess relevant factors given the lapse of time since the date it was signed in February 2021. And again, I refer you to Camber's public filings for more detail on the company's position. with respect to the merger agreement. But I also think it's important to emphasize today that as of today, Camber owns the majority of the issued common shares of Viking, and there are rights and entitlements associated with such ownership. So, and then furthermore, the organization is working daily on executing on its business strategy, and the advancement of certain initiatives is not being delayed because of the lack of progress to date on the merger. So we'll update everyone when we have news to share on that front. There's another question as to when we can expect to see some PR for any of the catalysts. We endeavor to be as transparent as possible. As soon as we have material news to share, we definitely will. Another question here with respect to the companies, you know, what's the status of the Series C shares of the company? So the terms of the Series C preferred shares, including the formula for calculating common shares due to the holders, have been disclosed in the company's public filings, and copies of the applicable certificates of designation and the stock purchase agreements have been disclosed. And typically in each quarterly and annual filing, we provided an update as to the number of preferred shares outstanding and an estimate of the common shares potentially due on conversion or in connection with true-up titlements, you know, based on available data at the time. So obviously we expect to do that again when we file the Q for the quarter ending September 30th. And if it merits an update between now and then, we definitely will. Another question, when will we see some sales on the Powerline technology? Again, as we have material news, we'll definitely share that with everyone. Another question, will it be necessary to reverse split the stock in order to combat share dilution? You know, right now we're just focusing on advancing the business strategy of the company. You know, we'll have to do what's best in the best interest of the organization, but we haven't given any attention to that at the moment. Sorry, just going through all these questions. Again, most of them merger, which we talked about. One is, what is your strategy for addressing the stock price at risk Camber being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange? We have not received any correspondence from the New York Stock Exchange in that regard, and if we did, we'd have an obligation to disclose that to the public, which we will if that ever occurs, but we haven't with respect to the stock price. Just bear with me. We're just going through a couple more questions here. I think we may have most of them relate to the merger, the Series C shares, and the reverse split. So. Bear with me one more second. I just want to make sure I haven't missed anything. And to the extent, we're going to go through these afterwards, and to the extent there are subject matters different from what we just addressed, we'll definitely do our best to respond to those. So please send them to the email address that we gave you. And for now, this concludes the question and answer session, which was the last item on our agenda. We sincerely thank you for attending the meeting of stockholders, and hopefully we can do this in person next year. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time and have a wonderful day. Thank you for your participation.